are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all. So you're a tough guy.
All right, so with a little bit of luck, we're coming in right at the end of our intro. We didn't hear it in our ears tonight for some strange reason.
I'm listening to it now.
Well, yeah, I'm listening to it on the backup. So is our intro playing?
No, we're not yet. Commercials.
Oh, commercials. Yeah, we're good. Let's just see what happens, and hopefully we'll get that sorted out because we didn't hear the commercials last night when we did our radio show.
When Searcy starts, we should have 30 seconds left so then we can go.
Yeah, no, we're live. We're you and I are live.
It's behind.
No, I have it timed out on my screen where what time we should be able to start. So we're good. We're live. We're talking.
We're on.
Yeah, we're on.
our intro is just playing out now.
Yes.
Okay.
It is playing out.
Screw it.
Oh, we're good. We're good.
All right. If we're talking over it, we talk over it. Hey,
we won't be.
We won't be.
No, watch. I'm listening to it in my. On my app, and I'm going to start talking.
I just hung it up because I got enough problems concentrating on one thing at a time.
No!
I'm playing Angry Birds.
So we're good?
We're good. I was two seconds off. 2 seconds. Right. Two seconds.
Okay.
So are we on the air or not?
We are on the air. We've been on the air.
Yes. So officially, what are you ready?
I've been ready. I've been trying to tell you this.
We're ready.
Yeah, but we don't believe you.
But I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, but we don't care. We don't believe you.
It's the corona. Welcome to Off the Hook Radio for May 4th.
2020.
Thank you, Baba. This is May the 4th be with you day. And it's sort of like Christmas to the Church of the Jedi.
Yay.
So I'm thrilled that both CB and Slim are with us tonight, being church members. I assume that you guys had to remotely attend Jedi church services today so you weren't arrested by some crazy mayor or something.
No, because the Force was with us.
The Force was with you?
Yes. It controls all things in the universe.
Oh.
Even little corona buggies.
Did you enjoy the services, Slim?
It was awesome. I attended via Zoom. It was great. And I look forward to it. It's more fun because I really want to go to one of the Jedi services. The real one. But you know, this was cool. It was cool.
Did they play some music over the thing?
They did.
What did they play?
And the stormtroopers came in their masks.
Oh, don't forget the stormtroopers in their red outfits. The Emperor's guards.
Oh, man.
And so yet, also, by the way, a little known fact.
The forces of evil.
A little known fact is that it is also the Patriots theme song.
For 2020. Anyway.
Well, have you ever seen how close Emperor Palpatine looks like Bill Belichick when he has his hoodie on?
Hey. Don't you be messing with Bill.
I'm not.
But yeah, it's a fair point. Oh, man.
Let the hate flow through you.
Well, happy Jedi Christmas to you too.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it very much.
Yeah. I understand there's 500,000 members of the Church of the Jedi. It's bigger than I thought. I looked it up.
Of course.
Because it's free.
Because it's free. You don't have
if
to
it's
give
free,
them
it's for me.
You don't have to give them 10% of your income?
No dues, no nothing. We don't. You know what? They don't even send people to our door. Nothing.
There's no guy up front diddling your children or anything?
Nope.
No, that's a good church. I like that.
They have their own lightsabers to play with.
I knew there'd be a sick puppy comment in there somewhere. Okay. I have a diddling your kids is bad enough. Since today is May the 4th be with you, tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. That's where everybody pretends they're Mexican and drinks crappy beers and eats tacos.
Not Corona.
But not Corona this year.
Well, you got to understand, Cinco de Mayo occurs on Taco Tuesday and named after a with a
Oh, it is
Stop
Taco
by
Tuesday
Disease.
This
named,
year.
Yeah, yeah, it is Taco Tuesday, named after a beer that has the same name as a virus. So,
I guess you're going to have to go with some other crappy Mexican beer like Dos Equis or Modelo or something.
They all suck.
They all suck. Well, I drank a Modelo Negro one time. It wasn't exactly Guinness, but it was okay.
Can I just remind you, your key word there was one time.
Yes, one time. Somebody got it for me. I didn't order it myself. No.
One time.
Yes, one time.
So yeah, you know,
I have a message from you.
Don't worry about it. I explain it to you later.
I saw.
I'm at May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
I saw somewhere, and I tried to find the article again so we could discuss it tonight because we're all Star Wars. We like the May the 4th thing. It's cool.
Yes.
But I saw an article somewhere that they actually have trademarked or patented something along the lines of the hashtag of May the 4th be with you.
Really?
Star Wars did. George Lucas. Again, I saw an article, and I don't even remember. It was the other day. And they were going to actually this year possibly start suing people that used that hashtag on different things. Again, I tried to find it again before show. It may not be true, but that doesn't surprise me because there is a lot of celebrities that do, not celebrities even, but businesses that they're trademarking hashtags now. And if
George Lucas
them,
George Lucas was worth $6 billion before he sold everything out to Disney. He doesn't need to sue us for $12.50.
I have no idea if it's true or not.
Maybe it's Disney because Disney would sue you.
Yeah, that's true. They're in trouble. We talked about that last night on our Idol Radio show, and I had a story I could have stuck in tonight.
Oh, they're hemorrhaging money. Just hemorrhaging money, $30 million a day. Just
150,000 employees on unemployment, in California and Florida mostly. But
well, and here's the worst part: and a lot
and
of
now American Idol stuck an extra episode in so they could do Disney music.
Yeah, that too.
we were not thrilled.
You pointed this out, and I didn't know this, but that one of the reasons why Florida doesn't have a state sales tax is because Disney pays so much tax.
They
do. You know, into Florida. So, I mean, you guys right now, you guys, it's like a double whammy for your government, you know, for income. You don't collect sales tax, so that the few businesses that are open,
plus
they're not generating.
Our percentage of employees that are in the tourist business is considerably higher than any other state, maybe outside of Hawaii.
Right.
And they're all unemployed.
Oh, but
I talked to one of my friends who was unemployed this morning. And he got his first unemployment check last week. He's been unemployed for 5 weeks. And he did get a $600 extra on it. Or 2 weeks ago he got it. But last week he didn't get the second one. So this week he's hoping he gets two together. I'm like, oh man, it's such a clusterfuck.
I will say this about Disney. While they are hemorrhaging money and they are now taking bookings into June. They have opened the June bookings. However, they have stated that at any point in time, they could cancel June bookings. All of May bookings were completely closed. You were not allowed to book at all in May. But that being said, Disney's going to have to take some really serious precautions before they open. But they're not hemorrhaging money too bad because they did buy a huge chunk of property here 2 weeks ago, and they've already put in the plans, sent in the plans to build another section of theme park right there. So, I mean, they may be losing money.
Florida?
They bought 211 acres that they're going to do in addition to one of the theme parks, another whole land.
211 acres for Disney is nothing. It's a postage stamp.
But it's another whole land. But again, but what I'm saying is in a time where they're losing $30 million a day, you know, and they're not making any money there. I mean, they're making money in other aspects still. But, you know, it's still business as usual for the most part. I mean, would still be doing construction projects.
You know, it's funny, though. Disney is ABC. Disney is ABC, and the Universal's parks are on Disney properties, and Universal's owned by NBC. So they're all in this shit together. Okay. You know, that kind of cracks me up. But anyway, you know, the problem with this lockdown, which for most of the country, I guess we're in week 5.
I mean, more than that for us, I think. We were
I'm in week 8.
I'm in week 8-ish.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I got to be somewhere around there.
Anyway, it's a long effing time. But it really prevents a lot of the funny stories that we like to do from getting, you know, they can't squeeze into the news feeds anywhere.
They're starting to now. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed, though, however, if you watch Fox, CNN, MSNBC, any of the 24-hour news cycles now, it is not 24/7 coronavirus. They have now gone back into regular news cycle stuff as well.
Yeah, it's an old story now.
Back to 95% hate Trump.
Just funny.
Yeah, but the lockdowns continue in many places. And I've been curious why the most severe restrictions on quarantining, small businesses, and religion are in blue states. There's two ways to look at it. Either China caused it or Trump did. The latter is obviously insane to anyone with any sense of fairness. But unfortunately, the TV arm of the Democrats, you know, the fake media, seemingly loves communist China more than America. Wait till they read the Five Eyes report, which we're not going to go into tonight. But anybody listening who wants to know what the hell's going on, read the Five Eyes report, okay? China did do this on purpose. It's proof. There's fact. And this is kind of like the media screaming Russia, Russia, Russia for 2.5 years, 3 years. Now they've been screaming, it's Trump's fault. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. No, it's China's fault, the one you're defending. But you can read that later. But they've got the problem is so many people are scared now, and I fear that that is the purpose, to get people to be scared. So the media, so the country doesn't recover fast, so that Trump will still look bad in November, and so that the doddering old pervert would get elected president.
Oh, it's really looking that way. I mean, right now, this is going to want to keep people. People are not going to want to go and vote in November. They really aren't. I mean, right now, if this was November, people wouldn't go and vote. They wouldn't. They'd be scared.
I'll be voting.
They are scared. I know you. You know, and I will be too.
I'll be sitting my ass in a football stadium in September, going, God, if we only had him back when he was 33. I live in Tampa. Okay, Tom Brady is here.
Well, first of all, the schedule
for us,
doesn't
that's
come
a big
out.
Effing deal.
The schedule is going to be released Thursday night at 8 p.m.
It's Thursday at 8 now? That's the official time? Okay.
That's what I saw.
They changed it
today.
Like three times, so I wasn't sure if that was. I heard the NFL Network say it would be later this week, but I was still.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure.
I heard it's Thursday kinda, at 8.
It's kind of like American Idol. You know, we're supposed to go to four contestants, and next week was a final. And then Disney said, but then you're not doing it Disney week. So Idol, between last Sunday and this Sunday, they changed the rules and they said, oh, we're going to a top seven, and next week's theme will be Disney Week.
Gotta make money.
And Slim and I just groaned together.
Gotta make that money.
Gotta make that money.
They'll sell Disney songs on the streaming platform.
You know, we're talking on pre-show, you know, about this, but I think many of these Democratic governors that are in the hardest hit states, I'm willing to give them a little bit of a pass on some things, but when you openly violate the Constitution, good people gotta speak up. And there's two stories here to try and give those that want America to open up a little bit of hope. The first, and I'm not going to bore you with all the details, but the first one is Supreme Court Justice Alito ordered Pennsylvania to respond in a case, asked the Supreme Court to halt his enforcement of the stay-at-home order. When a Supreme Court justice says, who's in charge of the 3rd District, which is covers Pennsylvania, when says the Pennsylvania government has to respond to them, they have to respond to them. And he didn't give much time either. It was by the close of business today. But the people behind the suit are arguing that their rights under the 1st, 5th, and 14th Amendments have been violated through Wolf's shutdown orders. So the Supreme Court is about getting involved, and I just wanted to mention that to give some of you hope. And I would also, to further give you hope, tell you that the top law enforcement officer in this country still gets what this country is about. Attorney General Barr has threatened to take legal action against state officials who violate people's civil rights by taking draconian measures. Those of you in Rio Linda, draconian, that means extremely harsh, okay? That doesn't mean social distancing and stuff like that. That means...
someone who said you can't go 100 feet from your front door.
Yeah, that's draconian. And that's not even in the examples that I have, but that's a good one. But Barr said that in times of emergency, the First Amendment and federal law prohibit discrimination against religious institutions and religious believers.
Even Jedi.
Yes. You guys much more religious than I am with your Jedi affiliation. So I will yield to you on anything religion. But I saw a report today that said 30% of all U.S. businesses are currently closed. I just saw a report a few minutes ago where we were waiting for the commercials to get over that Hertz and four other large companies will most likely be filing bankruptcy tomorrow. So it's not just the little guys that are screwed. The whole economy is falling apart. And there's all these things that happen out there that just get us pissed off. And yes, the big picture thing is the Five Eyes report. This is what China did. China did do this shit on purpose. China did not want to be the only economy that crashed. And I'll just give you a quick highlight of it because it's the one thing you guys are really interested in.
Can you just clarify one thing in the Five Eyes report real quick, because I think it's important. China didn't release the virus on purpose.
No.
That's not what we're saying.
No.
What we're saying is that what happened was the cover-up that happened after they realized that they had the virus.
Yeah, it wasn't the break-in that got Nixon. It was the cover-up.
Right. I just don't want people to think we're saying China released this virus.
There are other aspects to it because also in this report, it does say that woman scientist who's in charge of the one center, the big one, the one where they think it came from, they were attempting to modify and increase the potency of COVID viruses.
That's
dangerous.
Well, but you don't think we're not doing that in labs here.
She thought that was dangerous. But the point is, the point is, though, in the report that despite what the WHO said and Lady Gaga and all those other idiots that support them, China knew that this virus was contagious person to person. It was communicable on December 6th, 2019, even before Baba Wawa's time. 2019, December 6th, they knew. They didn't tell the world until January 20th. What did they do between December 6th and January 20th? I will tell you. They stopped exporting all PPE. They're the largest manufacturer of PPE in the world. 3M is the biggest American company, but China blows them away. They stopped exporting everything. They canceled orders. They kept it all for themselves. Then they went out on the world market, and they upped their orders that they have with outside companies for N95s and other things. 72% increase in those, 30-some percent in gowns, 30-some percent in gloves. They hoarded as much PPE as they could get before they told the rest of the world about the virus. Okay? Then, while they were shutting down Wuhan, what they did was they went into the wet market and Cloroxed the whole damn thing so that nobody could come in there and prove it didn't come from there, because that was going to be their story. Then they destroyed all samples of coronavirus at their laboratories.
Well, they say they did.
They say they did. But that was obviously that's so you can't test it and prove where which strain
the
of the virus.
Original strain.
Right. You can't figure out which original strain it was.
They did
all this shit on purpose. There is no doubt about it. So the media who's been screaming, this is Trump's fault, this is Trump's fault, this is Trump's fault, it's not Trump's fault. It's China's fault. I know they're communists. I know you want to like communists because you don't know any better and you're stupid fucks. But it was not Trump's fault. Thank you very much. Off my soapbox.
I'm not sure if you know this or not, but it just came across my breaking headlines, but it seems that it's a little bit old. The governor, Janet Mills, was served papers by the attorney general, and she is due in federal court in 2 weeks.
Which state she?
Michigan?
Maine.
No, that's Whitmer.
Maine.
Mills is the ugly little blonde, yes.
She has been served papers, and she is due in federal court in 2 weeks.
Well, I will tell you in a minute what she did on Friday that just absolutely pissed me off. The first one I want to mention, I'll hit all these quicks, and you guys say whatever you want to about them. Kansas City, the city, Kansas City, ordered churches to turn over their membership lists. Mayor Quentin Lucas, a Democrat, ordered pastors to turn over the names, address, and phone numbers of anyone who entered their churches. Okay, that's...
Okay, you're right. It's not. And I didn't read the article. I don't have it up in front of me.
That's really all there is to it.
Well, but maybe not. Was this done in a draconian measure because they wanted to know who came to church, or was this done because of contact tracing?
It was probably contact tracing.
See, people have to remember that people have to remember that that's is happening. So at that point, they do need to come in and find out who may have been in the church if they're trying to do, you know, a tracing on
this. Except for one thing.
Go ahead, because I'm not reading the article.
I understand what you're saying, and it's a fair point, except for that it is a church. And the church is exempt in the First Amendment of the Constitution. You can make no laws to abridge religious freedoms. So, fuck him. I understand what you're saying. Maybe he had the best of intentions. But if you're an elected official in this country, you really ought to understand what the Constitution says. Okay, the second one I have is Michigan.
Then we need to start with Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, because none of them know what the Constitution says.
Well, they know what it says.
They just don't think they know.
I mean, AOC probably
doesn't.
I'll bet you she does too. They just twist it in whatever way they want. I mean, you can have a wide open interpretation of the Constitution, or you can have a very specific interpretation.
Thing that kills me about the people that are controlling this thought process across the country, which is basically Google, Facebook, Microsoft, to some extent Apple, but not so much because they work in China too much, and Twitter. Is that they're shutting down things that they say is wrong, and they use the WHO edicts to tell you what's right and what's wrong. So, like, if you put up something about hydroxychloroquine, which has been tested way more than the Gilead drug that the Israeli company manufactured, that Fauci's all thrilled with, but that's because Fauci's department gets donations from drug companies. Gee, I wonder why he's thrilled with that. But hydroxychloroquine is a generic, and the drug companies aren't going to make much money off of it because it's cheap. But hydroxychloroquine's been tested and proven effective in studies that are five times bigger than the one that Gilead did on remdesivir, if I said that right. So anyway, in Michigan today, this is another example of what's going on. It's just fucking insanity. Three people were charged today with killing a Michigan store security guard over the weekend because he disrespected a relative because he insisted she don a mask to enter the dollar store. Now, this is a pretty bad neighborhood when a dollar store has to have a security guard.
That's
a problem.
Yeah.
Dollar store.
He told her she had to don a mask, and she didn't like that. Her name was Charmel Teague. 45 years old, she spit on the security guard and left. Two of the three suspects, two are named Raymond Yeh Bishop, 23, and Larry Teague, 44. They're still being sought. They are all charged with first-degree murder. They shot Calvin Munnerlin, 43, a father of eight, at the family dollar store. From all indications, he was doing his job upholding the governor's executive order related to the COVID-19 pandemic for the safety of store employees and customers. The tragic chain of events, which was caught on video, ain't getting away with this one, 2:14 in the afternoon Friday, her and her daughter showed up. They didn't have the mask. She started arguing with them, and he told them that they had to wear a face mask inside the store, period. Now, this is the governor's edict. This isn't the Family Dollar Store's edict. This is why I don't like this, but the daughter left the store, but Teague began yelling at Munnerlin, who told her to leave the store and instructed the cashier not to serve her. 20 minutes later, she came back with her husband, Larry Teague, and her son, Bishop, and they shot him in the frickin' head over wearing a fucking mask. I mean, you know, I understand if you want to be like, oh, it's freedom. And so, but when you're saying they dissed me, so the father of eight deserved to die. That's the kind of insanity that's going on out there.
You know, what's scary, though, is, you know, this same type of situation, not totally, but, you know, I was walking through Walmart 2 weeks ago when people were not.
You can't get coronavirus at Walmart, you know.
No, you can't. But when we were walking through, you know, people weren't adhering to the, you know, the masks and the this and the that. And, you know, as I would walk by people, I would say it loud enough so that they, you know, heard the fact that, you know, they were just being a total jackass and not doing what they're supposed to be doing. I guess I shouldn't say, you know, it legally, but whatever. And my wife finally, you know, she said, you know, listen, you know, someone might fucking shoot you. And she's right. So I stopped. You know, I stopped picking on, you know, but, you know, whether it's an executive order, whether it's a sign on the door, you should respect the fact that if the store wants you to wear the mask,
I have absolutely no problem if the store wants you to wear the mask. I have a problem with the government saying you have to wear the mask.
Well, and here's the biggest problem with the government.
The government tells you you have to wear clothes.
But they tell you have to wear the mask. All these people are telling you have to wear the mask in the last week or two. Okay? That's like I've seen the meme going around the internet.
And it's the perfect meme.
Yeah,
one you're going to say.
Yeah, it's like deciding that you're going to start wearing condoms when she's already 3 months pregnant. You know, what's the point?
We needed to start the mask on the day one of the lockout for the people that were going out that would needed to be required
March
at 15th. That point. March 15th. And then you would have seen a completely different situation. But I still stick to my comment that I made on pre-show. Okay?
This goes back to my next story. We'll touch on Walmart.
My comment on pre-show it holds so true to this whole thing. If this virus, if we were instead of in 2019 or 2020, if we were in 1985 or 1986 before the day of the internet,
absolutely,
and social media and the day of 24/7 news cycles, we would never even have known this happened. Life would have been just
as bad flu year.
And that's all it would have been. The stock market.
Well, I mean, they did know. Well, I mean, take a look back at 1919 and the Spanish flu. They knew about it then.
Well,
but 50 million people, not 100,000.
But there wasn't these extra things to instill the fear and create the panic.
Worldwide, there's like 300,000 dead, something like that.
But you didn't have.
There were millions dead.
Not counting. I know. That's what I'm saying. There was 50 million then. Now, if you go to China, we're still wondering where those 20 million cell phones went to.
But look at what is the death? What is the death toll in the United States right now? What is the death toll here?
67,000.
67,000. Okay, hold on. Yeah. What is the normal?
And that's what they're calling COVID.
That's a completely different story. Yeah. But what is the flu death rate per year in the United States?
It averages about 45.
So this
some years higher, some years lower.
So again, I stick to my point. We go back to 1986 with no social media,
bad
no 24-hour news, bad flu year. Oh, it was just and it was an extra. It was a rough strain that we didn't have the vaccine that worked, and that would be what it would be coughed up to, and no one would have ever batted an eye.
No, you're absolutely right.
But we are.
Let me hit on your Walmart
politics.
I got another one here. This one really pisses me off. This is Fresno, California. Guy owns a business called Crazy Bernie's Furniture Store. Okay. And he was told he's not an essential business, even though Walmart, Target, and other places they leave open can sell stuff that he sells. He's known for his eccentric television commercials. He wrote in his Facebook post that he was cited again because he made statements for non-essential businesses to reopen at council member Gary Bredfield's press conference the previous Tuesday. He was told it was unlawful to operate my website, and I had to cease immediately. Guy told him he can't operate his website. Okay. He said he tried to reach the lady who's in charge of the city, but so far no luck. I wonder how many fines they're handing out for doing the safest form of business there is. What happened was he was given a warning notice on March 31st and a $1,000 citation April 23rd and a $5,000 citation Wednesday at the city received complaints. See, people were ratting him out about this continued operation. Now, what he was doing, he was taking internet and over-the-phone orders and doing curbside touchless deliveries. People pull up, they would load the stuff in your thing. The credit card was already taken care of over the phone or the internet or whatever. He was operating the way you need to operate in this environment. But Fresno said, no. The governor said, you're not essential. So now you've got $6,000 in fines, and you know he can't do the same thing that Walmart can do. You call up Walmart and order something and go over there, and they'll load it in your truck or car or van for you. No problem. And he's got 28 furniture stores. They've issued notices to 28 furniture stores for continuing to operate, with two of those stores issued citations besides him. And they're doing it responsibly. I saw another story with a lady with a vintage clothing shop, Slim, sells kids' clothes. She was threatened by the governor of Michigan with arrest and loss of her business license because she wanted to sell her clothing over the internet and have people just pick it up. The same thing that Walmart sells.
The only thing I would...
It's clothes, but Walmart's okay. She's not.
I agree with all of... I totally agree. I want to throw one curveball, in there.
I could always hit the curve.
In this, we don't know the background with some of these business owners that have run into some of these draconian moves by county execs or mayors or governors. We're only hearing there's only a dozen or 20 or 25 of these stories across the whole United States. It's not like there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. So sometimes you have to wonder too, if the business owner that has been nailed with one of these draconian things that's happened to them has a past with local officials, that they've pissed off local officials, and we don't know all of that. I mean, we have a bar here that did do one.
But you just hit the highlight of the story, Slim. You nailed it. He spoke up at a council meeting and bitched. And
there you go.
And he's getting all the fines. There's 250 stores in California doing the same thing he's doing. Three of them have been fined, all in Fresno.
But because he's outspoken against the local officials,
yep.
He is targeted, and that's the problem.
That's
and
Nazism.
Sometimes, well, it is, but sometimes.
Well, maybe if he'd kept his mouth shut, that's he what have I was had a problem.
That's where I was going to go with this next. Sometimes, too, as a local business owner, you do need to step back and respect the community. We go. I attend all of the local business meetings with my owner because I am the face of our business. I do all of our advertising on TV. I do all of our radio stuff. I am the face of our business, and they even tell me that. Yeah. So I attend all of the local business meetings. He takes me with him.
Well, you're on TV.
I'm on TV all the
time. You're famous.
And we always go, and sometimes he wants to say something. I'm like, no, you shut up. Don't just let it. You don't want to be that person that says something, especially if it's really something stupid that you really shouldn't be saying anything about. Don't be known as the asshole.
Well, I got another. Quick.
Well, no. I got something that fits here perfectly.
What's that?
And Slim, you can just take a nap for a second. Zip, you remember the movie Casablanca?
Yeah,
I've heard of the movie.
Yes, thank you.
Us old guys have seen it.
Yes, Captain Louis Renault. I'm shocked that there is gambling in this establishment.
Yes, there you go.
The guy just kept his mouth shut.
Yes. North Carolina's version of Casablanca. a law enforcement personnel have seemed to have gotten liberal with the handcuffs again this week. May 1st, they arrested a North Carolina small business owner for opening up his shop amid the ongoing health pandemic. Matthew Jax Myers Apex Tattoo Factory had been open for a grand total of 10 minutes before Apex police came and locked it up again by putting the owner in handcuffs. Hauled him away. Democratic Governor Roy Cooper's orders restricting travel and temporarily shuttering close contact businesses deemed non-essential were extended through May 8th. He couldn't shoulder the rising cost of the government closure. He made the decision to open his tattoo parlor and take his chances. So now, not only can he not pay his rent, but the filing of formal charges for the violation of the emergency prohibitions and restrictions act could cost him 60 days in jail and a fine up to $1,000.
One of the biggest things that's
caused... He's a 38-year-old father of three, and he can't keep his family fed or make payments on his home. And now they threw him in jail. These are the people that make America, for God's sakes.
And what sucks, and this is what's been hard especially like I'm close to Pennsylvania. I'm you know, 5 minutes from Pennsylvania. You know, different states' versions of what's considered essential is completely different.
I mean, oh, yeah.
We've talked about this before. In New York State, here, a liquor store is considered essential. You go 5 miles across the border, and a liquor store is not considered essential. I mean,
I'm going to bitch about Trump. You never hear me bitching about Trump, Art. Yeah, well,
a little bit. You never bitch about Trump.
I bitched about Trump plenty back in 2015. Before I found out he was actually going to do the shit he said he was going to do, because I didn't believe him. But, no, the problem with Trump was too nice to these governors. He should have put a draconian federal government order over the 50 states so that these kind of draconian hot spots didn't pop up. He should have limited it to the certain things that the health people told him he had to do, and you wouldn't have mayors hunting down church people and some city council guy with a bug up his ass laying a $5,000 fine on one store and not fine in the other stores.
Stop right there. He made the best decision he could have ever made. And the reason he did is he left it up to the state. So guess what? Nancy Pelosi and everybody else and the Democrats can't come back and blame him. Now they've got to go blame the governors. But here's the problem. Guess what they're still doing? Blaming him.
Well, that is my point exactly. He was going to get blamed by the assholes anyway. They've hated him. They tried to overturn his election through nefarious means, which some of them are going to go to jail for shortly.
They're still trying to overturn. They're going to do it all over again.
They never stop. They never stop. So he should have just done what the hell was right from the beginning, instead of, you know, oh, my friend Andrew. Andrew Cuomo is not your friend, President Trump. He will never be your friend.
I know you have other stories. We only have 20 minutes.
Right,
let me throw a huge, huge question out to both of you. And I want your honest opinion. Do you think...
You better go to CB first, then.
Do you think...
You're welcome.
Do you think they should have just kept this whole thing hush-hush, never said a word, and just let this whole thing played out as a bad flu season, and we just do you think obviously that's so hard to do because of what we've talked about, the news cycles and social media and everything, but do you think the smarter play here would have been to have just never even said this happened and just tried to play it off as a bad flu, or do you think the right play was made to make this the public pandemic that it was?
Well, I think you would have had, let's pretend that they didn't say anything about COVID-19.
Yes.
I mean, you would have had not only the problems that you're having in New York City now, but they would be worse. Same thing in New Jersey. New Jersey is in a shitstorm right now.
Okay, so do you think that those
Massachusetts?
So do you think those with those originals protect? So those original projections probably would have been even worse.
Well, there's what? Yeah,
kept their mouth shut.
Right,
or they would have hit the original projections.
That's what I was going to chime in with, because number one, China has been salting the media, and the media has been falling for it since January. And getting the WHO to do the dirty work for them and stuff. And the media loves the WHO because it's all one world government. We love that. But it would have come out anyway that it was a new virus from China, and that the American government knew about it in late January for sure. And then if there is a million people dead instead of 100,000, then Trump would have had to take the blame for all the rest of the deaths. And Sleepy Joe would be like 30 points ahead right now.
So the bottom line is this had to come out as, I mean,
yes.
This could not be something that we just, you know, said, oh, it didn't happen, and we just chalk it up to flu and just hope that we didn't. Okay.
If you really have to go back and look at what happened during the Spanish flu, because it was very similar in a worldwide sickness that killed a whole bunch of people. And a whole bunch of people did die because people didn't understand how it was transmitted and what had to be done. I mean, eventually they actually did, you know, shut down meetings and churches and things like that during that. But
once they had, it
well,
out.
Well, yeah, but then they opened it back up and another 20 million died. So,
but there is one misconception with the Spanish flu that a lot of people I don't think realize.
The
second wave was actually the worst wave.
Oh, that's what I was just about to say.
Okay.
Plus, it started in the United States, not in Spain. That's the other weird thing about that one. But let me get to my my least favorite governor. Well, no, it's hard to beat Whitmer in Michigan. She's such a Nazi. But Maine's governor Janet Mills is just an ugly version of Whitmer. This guy named Rick Savage. I saw him on Tucker Thursday night, and I love this guy. He was like, you know, I've got bills to pay. I got people that want to work, people that want to earn money. I got customers. I'm like the only big restaurant in the area. He has, I think, 250 seats and 150 outside, something like that. He's a huge business. It's called Sunday River Brewing Company in Bethel, Maine. He kept his word to Tucker on Thursday night, and he opened on Friday, defying Janet Mills' executive order during the pandemic. The health and liquor license inspectors were on the scene Friday and revoked both licenses. By late Friday afternoon, he just said, F it, we're closed. Once you're operating without a license, then you really are violating the law. But the fact that she pulled his licenses is going to open her up to a huge lawsuit when this thing's all over. But this guy went on TV and he said, the hell with it. I've got bills to pay. I've got mortgages to pay. I got people to support. I've got, you know, a couple hundred employees that aren't working that want to work. And yes, I was right. 250 people inside in a deck that seats 100.
But it goes back to what CB just said.
He was doing 6 foot spacing everywhere, the mask, the whole thing. And she came in and yanked his fucking licenses.
But he did what CB just said 5 minutes ago. He should have kept his fucking mouth shut and just opened. And we wouldn't be sitting here talking about it today.
He might have lasted till Saturday then, because the word would have got out.
Maybe, but to be defiant, to go on Fox News.
Half
to
of
go
Maine
on,
is unincorporated territory.
There's pictures in this article of the line outside because he was only allowing so many people in so that he had proper distance between everybody in the restaurant. So there was a big line outside. The line outside wasn't socially distanced at all.
Yeah.
Oh, but see, if he
inside,
had
inside, you take care of him, but he couldn't control the people in line.
But if he hadn't been a dumbass and went on Tucker and defied and just done a soft open, reopen for the weekend and started slowly back.
Well, he went on Tucker to try and encourage. He tried to encourage other main businesses to open with him as like, you know, she can't
and be in the
she
same.
Can't get us all.
But she would have. That's the
point. Yeah, because she's a draconian bitch.
Now they got more police than he's got businesses agreeing with him.
I'm all for people wanting to reopen, but you've got to follow the what they're putting into place so this doesn't get out of hand.
You
haven't had a peak in Florida, but that doesn't mean that we open Disney, we open Universal, and let hundreds of thousands of people pour in every day.
Well, that's stage three. They'll be the last ones because of the crowd numbers. You're right. Now, I tell you right now, you guys, everybody knows I play poker. And Derby Lane, you know, the place that CB and I went for the dog races?
Yes.
They've been closed down for 49 days. They're opening on May 11th with dog races 6 days a week during the day because sunshine kills the virus. They're not going to have any night racing. But they're going to run full cards 6 days a week. And the Derby Lane Poker Room is going to open on May 11th. And I looked at their website today, and it said, we will open at 25% capacity. If you're at 25% capacity at a table with 9 people and a dealer that's 10 people, that's 2.5 people. So basically, you have the dealer and heads-up poker. I don't understand that.
And guess what?
Who the hell wants to go play heads-up poker?
And guess what? You're going to get new cards every hand. Brand new cards every hand.
I'll tell you what though. I heard mentioned today that when the Hard Rock does open and when we get to stage three, and the Hard Rock does open, and I decide it's okay enough to go down again, I'm probably going to wear gloves to play poker because those chips are filthy to begin with. You know, but anyway.
Let me ask you a question. If they're going to be a 25% occupancy and there's normally 8 dogs in a race, are they only going to run 2 dogs?
No, they don't care about the damn dogs.
Because I'm going to say I'm going to bet them both to place and I'll win.
The Greyhound racing ends December 31st this year. It'll become illegal in the state of Florida. Yeah, so they're trying to get it in.
But you guys understand the 25%. It's so that they can socially space everybody.
But you can't play poker at 25%.
Well, you know, you got to start.
Just all sit at different tables.
You guys got to start somewhere. They got to start generating some of the revenue.
I mean, I will sit here and wait. But that's because I'm old and I have diabetes. So
go down and throw some money in the slot machines.
No, they're not going to be open. And Derby Lane doesn't have slot machines. But I would just wrap this whole thing up with that all these draconian actions we just talked about were taken by Democratic officials. Yet the polls say the Dems are coming up. I refuse to believe that America has turned into a country that will tolerate these things. And as Benjamin Franklin once said, those who give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Now, in Georgia, they have a Republican governor, and they opened his state faster than any other, even faster than Trump thought was cool. And by the way, everybody thinks, while 90% of the population of this country had the lockdown order, it was only 38 out of 50 states that had full lockdowns, and 5 states had no lockdowns at all, and the other 7 just had like a city or two in them. So I wasn't surprised that Atlanta had Shoppers this week. I was surprised that so many teens you see in the picture with this article had $275 to drop on a pair of kicks. Crowds gathered to buy new Air Jordans in Atlanta after lockdowns lifted. And I mean, look at the picture. It is a crowd outside the place.
It's insane.
Waiting to get in. Now these are mostly African-American teenagers or, you know, 20-some-year-olds. And they're dropping $275 for a pair of Air Jordans made in China.
Well, they got their stimulus check.
Well, probably not old enough.
I bet a lot of them weren't old enough to get them.
Oh, that's true.
You had to be what? Was it 18?
You had to file an income tax return.
Well, I filed an income tax at 14 years old. I was a dependent.
I filed one when I was 12.
You were a dependent, yeah.
I was a dependent.
I was a dependent when I was 12, but I had to file. Shoppers packed close to form lines that wrapped outside. We're looking at the inside of the mall. This line wrapped outside the mall. If you look at the left of the picture, there's doors.
I hope they had
a
lot of pairs of those shoes. Jesus.
They wanted to get their hands on a pair of Air Jordan 5 fire red sneakers. And I don't know why they call them fire red. They're mostly white, but they have red trim and a gold. You have a gold tongue. Now, you guys know I buy custom kicks, okay? And because I bought them for you guys.
Yes.
Mine are completely customized. I pick the color, the style, the writing on them, you know, everything about them. The most expensive pair I ever bought was $229, I think, or $239. These are $275 for a pair of Air Jordans that are just plain as plain can be. But kids are willing to put out $275. Is peer pressure that friggin' crazy?
Yep.
Still?
I guess. It's worse.
That just kills.
These kids have to fit in.
You got girls.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, these kids—they have to fit in. I mean, it's sad. It really is. This is why you watch that one Netflix 13 Reasons Why, and I mean, every kid should have to watch that because it's scary what's going on in these schools and what you have to be in order to fit in and not be bullied and not want to kill yourself.
Well, I watched Live PD this week because you told me to, and it was pretty good.
Oh, I have a great thing I want to say about
Live
PD.
And I love the car flip. I was rooting for the car flip, and it happened.
There was one great thing this week in Live PD, and it took us to Baton Rouge with the police department that does not match. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't pull over for those assholes. If they pulled me over and they got out,
they wear jeans and
t-shirts, whatever they want.
They have a vest on and a gun.
Yeah, but none of their vests are the same.
That one guy's got hair down halfway down his back.
Oh, yeah. It looks like the goon squad coming for you.
It does.
I rolled down my window and just, you know, I actually posted to Twitter that it looked like Dog the Bounty Hunter coming after you.
Yeah.
It's really that bad. But, hey, they actually were on a call this week, and it was great. It was a car chase. Guy bails. The police officer jumps out of the car, opens the back, lets the dog take off, yells to the guy, "Dog loose, get down or you're going to get bit." dude hit the railroad tracks, put his arms right up. Guy spoke his German command to the dog, and the dog stopped on a dime, just like that.
Cool. And then I missed that part.
And then he circled. Then the dog circled the victim. Now, normally, they'd let that dog
just
tear.
You mean the criminal?
Yeah, not victim, but sorry.
Well,
but
see, in Florida, they let him bite him first.
Oh, they normally just let him tear right in.
But I want to get to my last story because of the time, Slim.
Sorry.
Because it's all right, because it ties right in.
LAPD.
Yeah, without an individual or stupid criminal this week, I want to dedicate this final piece to the blue governors. In Florida, we've got a very strong county sheriff system. And if you've ever watched Live PD, you've seen my county, Pasco, and at least three others. But neighboring Polk County, which is right beside Pasco, where I live, they have the most famous sheriff in the state. And he's been on national TV quite a few times. Polk County has Sheriff Grady Judd. Sheriff Grady Judd is the sheriff who, well, let's put it this way. There was a suspect who wounded a deputy and killed a police dog on a simple traffic stop, okay? Shot the deputy, shot the dog. Dog died. Deputy did not, fortunately. But he'd been pulled over for speeding, and he was suspicious of this guy's ID. He got nervous, bolted, and shot him. Sheriff Grady Judd sent the SWAT team after this guy. They got him. He still had his gun. They surrounded him. And they opened fire. 10 SWAT officers surrounded this guy as he hid beneath a bush. He raised his gun, and 9 of the 10 officers fired, and they fired 110 rounds. They hit him 68 times. Media person asked Sheriff Judd, "Why did you have to shoot him 68 times?" He said, "Well, we ran out of bullets."
Not a good idea to run out of bullets, but anyway, I understand.
Yeah, or he would have shot him more than 68 times. So that's Sheriff Grady Judd. And I thought I would – I love when Sheriff Judd has his press conferences, because not only is he a badass cop, he's got a great sense of humor. But he doesn't have a sense of humor if you're a criminal. He puts like 14 by 14 pictures – of the people that he arrested up at the press conferences, so everybody can see who the hell it is who did the disgusting thing he's describing. And anytime I see a Facebook, Sheriff Grady Judd live now, boom, I'm on it. It's like watching a Trump rally when Trump's really on, when he's not, you know, like making fun of handicapped people and stuff, when he's just making fun of his political opponents in the media. And it makes me laugh. Well, Sheriff Grady Judd makes me laugh over crime. So I found this clip this week. It's a montage of Sheriff Grady Judd's best lines from his past press conferences. And I would like to dedicate a minute and a half of this to the blue governors of the United States of America. You All right, got it ready?
Yeah, and then we'll be back for 30 seconds to say goodnight.
Okay.
Come on, Commissioner. What are you up to?
If that just doesn't rip the button off of your shirt, I don't know what does.
Wait a minute, I'm not finished. I'm enjoying this.
Newsflash, here's the cold, hard facts.
What? Are you kidding me? What the heck is wrong with you, buddy? You people in Polk County know better. You've been living under a rock or what? Ladies and gentlemen, in Polk County vernacular, this lady's a nut. Wake up, America. Welcome to Florida on vacation. You're going to leave on probation. At the end of the day, I don't know what you're saying. You're just idiots. You can run, but you can't hide. We'll find you. Just go ahead and turn yourself in. Well, guess what? Mama's got to be proud.
Here, Einstein, let me give you a newsflash.
Newsflash. We were watching.
There's some stuff, it's got to be true because you just can't make it up.
She doesn't give a rat's patoot about you.
Did I tell you that?
You know, you can't say what are you thinking, because obviously they don't have anything to think with. Did you hear what I said? Well, make sure that you have a nice, comfortable jail cell. I ain't got time for you. He's got a hitch in his giddy-up. Come on, man. Are you nuts? Surprise. Welcome to Polk County.
Thank y'all for being here and listening to my rant today. I'm hot about all this, if you can't tell.
Oh, I love him, man.
He is funny.
Rather humorous gentleman.
Yes. Yes, and since our Pio was always a fun sheriff out in Maricopa in Arizona, but he was never near as funny as Grady Judd. So. Anyway, we're doing American Idol again next week.
Yes, we are.
But it's not the last show.
No, it's not the last show, so join us next week.
Top 7 Disney music.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Fuck. You know what?
Well, they can't sing the Siamese Cat song, because that's racist. You never saw that?
I didn't think of that until now.
It is. Oh, gee, there's a whole article about it somebody wrote somewhere.
Well, I remember that from when I was a kid, yeah.
Say hi to the kids.
Hey, Wesley. Hey, LJ. Don't listen.
Yeah, really, don't listen. All right, join
I'm sorry we're so serious this week. We'll find more funny shit next week as the country opens up.
Hopefully. All right, join Zip and I Sunday night, right? Yeah, Sunday night, 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be
We'll discuss the top 7, and then...
At least the music sounded better this week.
It did. They did good. So, all right. Good night, everyone.